lowering the gaze from the dunya. لا تمدن عينيك إلى ما متعنا به أزواجا منهم. Direct not thine eyes willfully at what we have bestowed upon them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in all these concepts that we're talking about, have to do with the aspect of tasawwuf, making masdhikr, following the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, abstaining from love of the dunya. Because the scholars mentioned that the concept of being a person who's considered to be what they say in Arabic as a zuhad, someone who practices the aspect of abstaining from worldly things, it's not that they don't have worldly things, because there's a reality to that. For example, everyone needs to have clothing, everyone needs to have housing, everyone needs to have food, and all these things can be considered things that are a part of the dunya. But the way that Imam Ghazali rahimahullah ta'ala had explained the dunya to us, he compared the dunya, he said that the dunya is everything that is between the heavens and the earth. Everything. كُلِّ شَيْءٍ بَيْنَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everything that is between the heavens and the earth that take us away or distract us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the dunya. So anything that we're using as a means in order to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is not necessarily considered to be the dunya. So people ask, you know, how do I, you know, practice, you know, abstinence from the dunya and things of that nature? The way that you do this is that you only take from the dunya that which you need to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that you don't have a love for the dunya in your heart. Because some people can be zuhad or consider themselves to be zuhad or try to be zuhad, meaning they're trying to abstain, but they still have a love for the dunya. And that's even worse than a person who has a lot of the dunya but doesn't have a love for it. So it's worse to not have, but long in love and lust after it, than it is to actually have it, but not have a love for it. And this is the example that we see, for example, with the likes of Uthman ibn Affan, or the great example of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. They used to say about Abdurrahman ibn Auf, that when he used to come into Medina, that the Aisha radiallahu anha, it's related about Aisha radiallahu anha, that one time she was in her home, in Medina, this was, and she felt the ground start to shake, and she didn't know what was going on. So she asked someone, like, you know, what is that? What is going on? Why is the ground shaking? And the person told her that, oh, the caravan of Abdurrahman ibn Auf is coming to Medina, is arriving in the city. And that's just to say that Abdurrahman ibn Auf, his caravan had so many camels and so much belongings on it that it made the ground shake. However, Abdurrahman ibn Auf was a person who you would never consider to be a person of the dunya. So again, having the dunya in your hand, but not having it in your heart.